Dear learners, welcome to the last module on plagiarism. And let me remind you what all we have covered in the two modules of plagiarism. The very first module, we discussed introduction to plagiarism, different types and few case studies. And in the second module of plagiarism, we have discussed different plagiarism detecting tools. And in this module, we will discuss how to prevent and resolve plagiarism effectively. So after completing this module, you will be able to understand how to avoid plagiarism, and we will move with this lesson plan. We will discuss different strategies to avoid plagiarism, preventing plagiarism, correcting plagiarism, and preventing text plagiarism. And there are three methods of preventing text plagiarism that we will discuss: paraphrasing, direct quoting, and summarizing, and avoiding image plagiarism. Now let's move to avoiding plagiarism. So what should we do to avoid plagiarism? The simple answer to this question is you have to write in your own way, but it is practically impossible, because whatever you write, the knowledge remains same. Yes, of course, you can modify it by giving a new direction so that it reflects your idea and it reflects your voice in the context. Let us take one example. If you want to define table, table is a piece of furniture with a flat top and one or more legs, providing a level surface for eating, writing, or working at. So this is the basic definition of table. Now if you have to define table, how will you define? You will define like table comes in the category of furniture. It is having a flat surface and four legs, and it is used for eating and working. So maybe like that you will define a table. So the thing we should be kept in mind is you should keep the same central idea with little modification as per the requirements. So the plagiarism can be avoided simply by giving due credit to the original source. So the single key is just be honest. You have to be just honest while writing any of the research paper or any of the review paper or any of other type of academic writing. You have to give due credit to the source. You have to attribute, cite, and you have to acknowledge the source honestly. And ask for the permission for use of document, figure, and graph if you wanted to use the same in your work. You have to respect the IPR and other people's idea in academic exchange. Ask for permission for copyright for use of graph for preventing plagiarism. So now what are you going to do next? You have to write down each and everything you do, and you have to start from right from the problem definition to the literature survey. You have to anticipate the time points of academic writing where the plagiarism may remain unattended. So what are prevention strategies? Refer good quality, reliable resources in literature survey. Keep record of each and every resource. Arrange and organize the literature for future use. Now let's see them one by one. Refer good quality and reliable sources in literature survey. So what you have to do? You have to refer good quality resources, and what may be the different resources for literature survey. You can take them from a journal, from a book, or from any other web resources. And if you are using a journal, see that it is of a good quality journal. And now, what are the criteria which decides the quality of a journal? The journal which you use for your literature survey should have a good indexing in the widely used databases like PubMed, like Scopus. So your journal should have good indexing. This is one way of choosing good journal. And in case of books, you should go for the books which are published by a renowned publisher. And say, for example, in case of arts and humanities, where less number of journals are available and it's difficult to get good journals of your target area, you can go for those journals which are indexed at least in expanded science citation index or indexed by other subject related database. Secondly, you should avoid predatory journals which contain a lot of plagiarized material, and referring those articles will be another plagiarism. So go for original sources. Next is keep record of each and every source. In literature survey, we often forget to note down the source of some text and other materials you have taken from. So this can be sorted out by developing good note-taking and research habit. Note down and record all the bibliographic information. Put the reference on the top of copy when taking Xerox. So in case of URLs, ensure to take down the full URLs. So sometime they may be removed or modified. So the date on which it was accessed must be noted. And in case of journal article, as per the referencing style, and DOI must be noted. In case of book, different editions of book may be little different in content. So ensure putting edition along with the other information. And check the copyright information of web resources or Creative Commons or in public domain, and then decide what to take and how much you should take. So next is arrange and organize literature for future use. For this thing, you can develop your own way of arranging the literature for further use. You can store them in your computer with the name, with the file size, or you can arrange them in an alphabetical order. So you can develop your own way. And one more thing you can do, you can spiral bound the hard copies of the literature. So it will be easier for you to access them whenever needed. And you should be able to distinguish between the direct quote and your own words. You can adopt color coding, symbols, underlining, font change to distinguish direct quote from the paraphrasing and summaries.